News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Countdown to the US election is, of course, on. Today is the last day of canvassing before America goes to the proper polls tomorrow. Obviously, lots of people have voted already. Donald Trump held rallies in Pennsylvania, North Carolina and Georgia, while Kamala Harris made stops throughout Michigan. The candidates have one day left. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, is in Florida and has been meeting with Republican voters, lots of Republican voters in Florida, to hear about their confidence in the system.
I didn't trust it last time, but I think it looks a lot better this time.
You didn't accept the result the last time?
I didn't. No, I just didn't believe it, but that's me.
Would I be right in guessing so you're backing Trump this time?
Yes. Yes.
And are you confident?
Am I confident? No, because I don't like the media either. The media has just destroyed Trump, basically. And they don't say nothing about what she's going to do, nothing. Yeah, me, I'm a registered Democrat, but I won't vote for her.
And if Trump was to win, you would trust the system then?
Yes, yeah.
But is that not contradictory then?
Yes, but I can see them more against Trump than I do the Democratic Party. It should be fair, and I'm hoping it is fair.
Come Wednesday or Thursday, if Trump loses, can you see
some of his fans
not accepting it?
Oh, I can see maybe some, but I'll accept it this time because I think it's a lot stricter this time. They're looking into it more than they did last time.
And that was our reporter, Josh Crosby, there coming to you from Florida, where he's talking to Republicans. And for more on the US election, I'm joined now by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Good morning to you, David. The last day of canvassing before America goes to the polls, too close to call, do you think? I mean, I keep hearing about the Kamala sort of silent vote, but there's also a Trump silent vote. Do we have any idea where this election is going?
No, not really. Nobody knows anything. It's incredibly tight, very hard to predict. Some pundits I talk to say, you know, only a fool would really predict anything with certainty. There may be a few little clues that Kamala Harris has some momentum going into the final day. And there was certainly an interesting opinion poll over the weekend, not from a battleground state, but from Iowa, where Harris actually had a 3-point lead. And I think many believe, you know, she probably won't win Iowa in the end, but that could indicate things are moving in her direction, because normally that's a very safe state for Trump.
If I'm right, she's on 47, he's on 44. But in the beginning of the campaign, he was miles ahead of her in Iowa. The polls, though, a lot of them are commissioned by one side or the other, or someone who's, you know, a group leaning one way or the other. Is it hard to trust the polls? And in fairness, Donald Trump has always significantly underpolled in the run-up to the last two elections he's run in.
Yes, there's been a crisis in polling really over the past decade since that 2016 election where Trump beat Hillary Clinton, and very few people predicted that. And as you say, then and in 2020, Trump's vote seems to have been underestimated. I think there's been some efforts by pollsters to compensate. Conversely, in the 2022 midterms, it was Democrats who were underestimated. So we're not quite sure which way this is going to go. Some of the polling is independent. We've got the New York Times, Siena College, we've got NBC. And again, the latest snapshot has shown this to be an incredibly tight race, with the two neck and neck nationally and pretty much neck and neck in the swing states. So the main conclusion from the polling is that it is too close to call.
The mood in America, how are people feeling about this? We've seen very divisive rhetoric over the course of this campaign, probably unsurprisingly. But are people sort of resigned to whatever will be? Obviously, in the run-up to this, there has been talk of what might kick off should Donald Trump lose.
Yeah, I think the number one emotion is nervous tension and anxiety. It's a big talking point for a lot of people. And certainly my experience going to the campaign rallies of Harris and Trump is that when you meet the diehard supporters, they're pretty convinced their side is going to win, especially the Trump base, because you know he has been telling them for a long time he's certain to win this. They just can't contemplate the prospect of defeat. The Harris supporters are also dreading the possibility of defeat. It's fairly negative out there, I think. And you know, to me, it feels like two trains hurtling towards each other, gathering speed, certain to crash. I mean, whatever happens here, nearly half the country is going to feel crushed and devastated on Wednesday or Thursday, or whenever we do get a result.
Yeah, and that is an issue. Half a country being disgruntled is quite an issue. There is a semblance that perhaps that Kamala Harris might move towards trying to ease that and unite the country afterwards. Hard to know if Donald Trump would view it the same.
Indeed. I mean, when he won in 2016, Donald Trump gave a surprisingly unifying speech. And it really stands out because it's the only time he's ever done anything like that. And his presidency was the opposite and mm-hmm. was very divisive. And his rhetoric has been again during this campaign. So I suspect a Trump presidency, he would not be trying to heal the wounds. Kamala Harris certainly would try. You know, she's been campaigning with some moderate Republicans. She's talked about having a Republican serving in her cabinet. But I do worry, based on past form, that just the idea for some conservatives of having a black woman as the president is going to ignite another racial backlash like the one we saw against Barack Obama. And the Republican Party, right-wing media would make it pretty hard for Kamala Harris to govern.
Yeah. Look, thank you very much for joining us, David. That is David Smith there, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Love to know what people think out there this morning. There has been a lot of, I suppose, predictions that Trump might take this election, a lot of betting. You know, his odds have been pretty good. There has been all of that. In the last few days, there has been sort of the sense that there is wind at Kamala Harris's back, that Iowa poll, she's 3% ahead of Trump in a state that no one thought the Democrats could take. Don't know if you can trust any of these things. I completely agree with that. But there is a talk of the silent Kamala vote, the silent vote of women, the silent vote of Gen Zs, that the youth vote and the women vote, that those demographics will swing it for her. But equally, in every election that Trump has run up until now, the last two, he has significantly underpolled, because people, in the same way they don't say that they vote Tory, they don't say that they vote Trump. Lots of people vote Trump but are embarrassed to admit it. Do you have a view? Do you have a view about who you think will take this election? It probably is too close to call. And what the other side of this is all going to look like. When we get to the other side, whoever is president, be it President Harris or President Trump, what that America is going to look like. I know there are diehards on both sides. There is people here who cannot conscience how anybody would vote for Trump and can't believe that anyone would ever do such a thing. And there is a kind of hysteria around him. But having said that, 250 million people, more or less, are going to vote for him, more or less. So are they all bad, mad, sad? I don't think so. I think we maybe just fail to understand the issues. But I'd love to know what you think out there this morning. Lots of Irish people very much hoping, I suspect, that Kamala Harris will take it. But will she? Nobody really knows. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. We would love to hear from you this morning on the US election. And we will be bringing you coverage throughout the day. We have a team of reporters in the swing states. We have Kieran Cudahy over there, and we will be live on air on Wednesday morning as well from 6 a.m. covering every aspect of the US election. So do stay tuned. News Talk's all over it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.